Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust, right here with the Inside Outside Guys for the next 2 hours. My name is Ken Calverly, and I am the Outside Guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy. Happy to be with you today. Want to remind everybody they can still get out to that backyard pool and spa show that we had the good fortune to be at yesterday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. I think it's still open, right, Ken?
You got it, buddy. You're not going to see us there, but it's a great show. We had a lot of people stop by yesterday. Definitely worth going to see. It opens at 11 o'clock, like you said. So yeah, check it out, everybody.
Man, we had a lot of great guests that all of whom I think we could bring back for long and extended interviews. A lot of really good information. Also, we're getting a lot of emails on the deck question that we do this time of year. We want to remind you, we keep telling you that we've got a great new team partner in Dex Unlimited and Jeff Wiedner. Yes. I think we talked to Jeff last week.
We did. Yep. And then he was mentioned in this week's Detroit News article as well. And you'll be hearing a lot more about Jeff. Jeff, he does a lot of, there's not a deck out there he can't do. I'm trying to describe the kind of work he does and how beautiful, but it really is just tough to describe unless you go to his website. Really artistic. I mean, Chuck, when you and I were young, we built a deck. We just threw up, you know, womanized wood and 2x4s.
And they were always big squares, you know, exactly, built to accommodate far more people than we would ever have on them. You know? Yes. Yep. In our article this week, we emphasized the fact that good design might shrink your new deck a little bit, but actually give you more livability on it and a better value. So we encourage people to make sure they really get good design and do not make that a DIY project.
I agree. We just got an email yesterday, as a matter of fact. It was Jerome asked about what kind of deck he should put on his house. His house is 20 years old, and they have a walkout basement, but they're moving. Now, did you respond to them already by any chance? I haven't had a chance. Do you respond to it? Great. At least any deck, in my opinion, 12 feet out from the house. I think that's the minimum distance somebody should have. And some people might be going, 12 feet, that's a lot. It really isn't once you put a table and chairs out there. And whether that deck, you know, let's say that deck is only 16 inches off the ground, so you don't have to, you don't by law have to put a railing on it. Try sliding backwards and see how far 16 inches it is when you're sitting in a chair, because that's what I'm talking about. You put a table in there, you put chairs around it, you're going to need at least 12 feet to make sure that you don't do just that.
Yeah, and it's funny, one of the value issues is to design it where you can utilize stock lumber lengths, and 12 feet is an excellent stock lumber length.
Yeah.
So, you know, why buy 14 footers and cut off 2 feet, or why design it for 11 feet and buy a 12 footer and waste a foot? You know, there's considerations like that, that Jeff Wiedner is going to be thinking about that most of us, it would never even occur to.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, here's another thing people need to think about. Myself, I have a wood deck that we're going to be replacing this year.
Yeah.
And
what time you got out on that?
What's that? I know. Yeah. Hey, look, everyone knows, you know, we moved in here in 2015, and I could list everything we've done to this place since then, but there's budgets. You do so much as you can every year. And this year it's going to be the deck. But when you take on a project like that, you know, you've got to make sure you do it right. You got to make sure you follow the code. You've got to make sure that nobody gets hurt. And one thing that happens, people build their own decks and they want to go as, I'm going to say it, cheap as possible. So my deck, Chuck, here, I have 24-inch joists on center. So I could put 2x6 back down, but I cannot put a Trex product back down without reinforcing that deck and putting another joist between each one of those pieces, because I believe Trex and Jeff Wiedner could say for sure, I think the 16 inches is
right.
what they want between.
Yeah, and Trex, any of the Azex, TimberTex, Trex products that you walk on, what you and I call the walking surface, Those are non-structural, and that is an issue to consider.
Great point.
As compared to putting wood down that might be a structural component and be able to span. You've got 22 and a half inches between supports with 24 inch centers. And that's a great consideration. I appreciate you bringing that up. People.
Well, what would happen is between those two supports, you'd start to see a warp. It'd start to literally sink a little bit. Now, like Chuck said, we could do wood because there's structural to that, and we could do steel. You know, Chris at Spectrum Remodeling, he does a steel deck as well.
Yeah, Chris.
And that's a good deck because that's a deck that doesn't allow water underneath it. So once the water hits, it's built to shed the water away. So if you store anything underneath that deck, and it's obviously better on the structure under the deck at that point.
You got a lot of options. Hey, yep, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It really matters, you know, what you have, and make sure you get a professional out there to at least take a look and check it out. Go ahead, buddy.
You and I are always telling people to visit the Detroit News Home Style section on Friday afternoons for our article, and we strongly encourage that. But yesterday I was looking at the Detroit News and saw an article by their Detroit News auto critic, Henry Payne.
Okay.
And I cannot, and I know you'll agree with me, encourage people enough to look that up. And it is, it has to do with how EVs fare in Michigan's icebox winters. And I'll tell you what, everything you and I have said about the negative aspects of electric cars and trucks.
Yes.
Comes to light in Henry's article, and it's based on his personal experience testing on behalf of the manufacturers. So it's legitimate. It's not
no bias.
Yeah, there's no bias. But I mean, literally, he talks about a 30 to 50% loss in range. So if this EV is supposed to have a 300-mile range on a full charge, you get it out in this icy cold weather, it might literally have a 150-mile range, maybe. And he talked about spending 40 minutes at a charging station, just which, by the way, was only 50% operable because two of the chargers weren't even working, just to get himself to the point where he was comfortable to be able to get back home. So Ken and I are really against those vehicles. The technology isn't there yet.
And it'll get there. It'll get there. I think it's being pushed way too hard. But it's almost like when you go buy a truck, you know, a gas-powered vehicle, and it says it gets 23 miles per gallon. You're going to go, okay, so realistically it gets 18 or 19.
Yeah, but this isn't even close.
Oh, I mean, I believe it. I believe it, buddy.
But something you can trust, something you can count on, is a company Ken and I refer all the time for foundation repairs anywhere within just about the range of our voices, right?
Yes, without a doubt, Chuck, Michigan's largest foundation and basement repair company. They have done thousands and thousands and thousands of your neighbors over the years. If you have any issues with water in your basement, foundation issues, you want to make sure you call, once again, Michigan's largest basement and foundation contractor, and that company is Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We're going to be talking to a couple of guests today in between your phone calls. Coming up, we'll be talking about some great options with granite for inside or outside. Yesterday with the pool and spa show, the outside kitchen thing is part of that, right?
Yes, sir. That was a lot of fun. Really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the phone and talk to Majula from Troy.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. We are doing a bathroom remodel on our shower area. We want to replace with our porcelain tile. It's 12 by 24 inch, and it's a polished porcelain tile. And I want to go with less maintenance going forward. So I need, I would like to put smaller grout lines. So my handyman is, working with me. Do you have any recommendation for what kind of grout I can buy and put in?
If you're going with a smaller grout line, which they recommend anyway, and that's kind of in style today, then use an unsanded grout and make sure that your installer uses, instead of water, no water, that they use a liquid additive. that is readily available at any grout supply store, any tile store, even the big box stores.
And Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong, when he mixes that up, he does not want to mix a lot at a time because it'll set up quickly. He's got to mix up a little bit at a time.
You got to know what you're doing with that. It's got to be the right consistency. It's like mortar, you know, Ken would know.
But paste.
You got to get the right consistency. You got to let it slake or sit for a while. And then you've got to push it into those joints and make sure then that you tool it rather quickly, because it's going to be a fairly thick consistency, like you imply, Ken.
Okay. So we have, in the floor also, we have a matte finished porcelain tile. So do you think that same grout, whatever we buy, it applies for both shower walls and the bathroom floor?
If you're doing thinner joints, yes.
Yeah, thinner joints. You mentioned maintenance earlier. That's the way to go. It really is. But here's what we recommend. Head to Floor & Decor. One is on M59, I believe in Shelby Township. And they have everything that your handyman would need there. And ask them as well. Get their advice. They've got guys behind the counter that have done this for a living. So those are the experts. If you go there, you can find the sandless grout, you can find the additive, and you can get some advice for guys that have spent years on their knees doing this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Does that help you, Manjula?
Do you have any preference, what kind of grout brand should I buy, or you won't tell that?
There are, you know what, the brands I have found to be immaterial, and yeah. I've done a lot of ceramic tile indoors and even outside in this climate, and I've never had a grout joint fail because of brand or anything else. The biggest issues are the ones Ken and I are talking about. Make sure you got a good base underneath. Nothing's going to flex. Thin joints, unsanded grouts, additives instead of water, proper slaking, forcing the grout into the joints, which a lot of people don't do.
And tool quickly.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Boy, that porcelain has really gotten popular, hasn't it, Chuck?
It has.
People love that look.
Yeah. It's funny how you see the trends over the decades that we've been in the business, right? Coming
yes.
on.
Yes.
Different materials, different colors. Matter of fact, when we talk to our guest at 10:30, we'll be talking about colors that are available in hard stone surfaces, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, we're going to be at Kearns Brothers in just a couple of weeks. I want to make sure we mention that. And Kearns want us to announce that calling all veterans, it's time to nominate a vet for the Kearns Brothers Roof Giveaway. And we will be announcing who I believe this winner is coming up on the show in just a couple of weeks. And for information or to enter, go to KearnsBrothers.com/KearnsRoof, the number 4 vet. That's KearnsBrothers.com/KearnsRoof, number 4 vet, to nominate a deserving veteran.
I love it. And literally, for those that don't know, that's for an entirely free roofing system from one of the absolute world experts in applying them, right?
100%, buddy, 100%. We had an email this week, Chuck, from a couple that is buying a new house. Not many people are buying new houses right now, but they are. And they got some bids from inspectors. They had an inspector come out and give them a price. Now, this inspector has a bottom baseline, which is probably somewhere, I'm going to guess, $500. And then they added a bunch of add-ons on, and they wanted to ask if this is normal. So termites, $75, radon test, $165. And there's quite a list here that probably adds up to $1,000, mold, air quality. So I turned to our friend Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance, and I said, Terry, is this how it's done, is how it's used? He goes, yes. He goes, those might be a little bit high prices. But yes, there's a basic inspection fee for one of us to come in and check the guts of the house, the bones of the house.
Pricing menu, sure.
Yeah, and all these things. Now, the only thing that Terry said that I agreed with, my first thought was, Chuck, I know you're going to agree with, what do you think about a termite inspection where we live? Would you pay the money for a termite inspection, buddy?
Well, a lot of realtors are demanding it. Brokers are below about M46 in the Lower Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
because ground termites, subterranean termites are a potential issue. So you're probably going to have to do it. You know, once brokers start to demand it as a liability management issue, then banks start to buy into it and you start to see it in the paperwork. It starts to be demanded by a finance company. So long answer to your question, yes.
Yeah. Well, and here's my response. I'm going to look for evidence, any evidence of termites first. You sure. And I always tell people, we want you before the inspector to get there to do your own inspection with a checklist. And then when the inspector gets there, go over yours as well as his and point these out to him. Now, as far as termites go, I wouldn't. Now, from what Terry told me, the only one right now that requires a termite inspection is if you're getting a VA loan. Right now, the other banks don't. So
they've done that forever because they're national. But I would, you know, Terry, I'm surprised Terry didn't also say, I know if you call Terry, he's going to ask, do you have any specific concerns? You know, because like you and I mentioned yesterday, if there's a pool or a spa sitting at that house that I'm buying, I'm definitely going to bring that up to Terry and ask if he can conduct a professional inspection of that system, which would typically be an add-on.
Right, right. Here's something the person added, a chimney scan, 150 and up. Now, starting at 150. I'm not going to like that. I'm going to say, okay, it's 150, but what does and up mean? And I'll make sure before I hire that person that we have that clear as well. Another thing I want to remind people, you can call a home inspector. You don't have to be selling your home. If you want to really know what kind of shape your home is, Chuck and I recommend calling someone like Terry Russell all the time.
Absolutely. And if it's funny, one of the articles that we're going to write for this magazine, we're going to be talking about with Heather at 11:30, talks about windows. There's a difference in windows, isn't there?
There absolutely is a difference in windows, especially if you're one of those people who's bought a window and had to replace it within 10 years. That will not happen if you call a company that gives you a lifetime warranty, even if little Joey throws a rock through the glass. That company is Window World.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We've got a friend of the show and got actually a guy that's got his own show that preempts us on Saturdays, right?
Who's had his own show for many, many years. Mr. Jim Harper, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are great. And I got to apologize. My partner didn't mean to imply that you're old, Jim.
No, I am old.
I was about to say, I didn't need to, Chuck.
I know, not with me here. You know,
when you get to that point where, you know, you start hiring people to do the things that you used to do as an inside-outside guy, that's when you know you're getting older.
Yeah. And that's why we started the InsideOutsideGuys.com, Jim. Let me just start off by saying, Jim, how much I enjoy driving in every Saturday morning, listening to you and Cam. You guys have such a great chemistry and really bounce off each other really well at the Great Michigan Weekend every Saturday morning. Really enjoy the drive. You made my drive in better.
Oh, thanks. We try to have a good time and you know, spend a little time with people, kind of like you. But it's great to be on WJR, and of course, it's fabulous to be on the same team as you guys.
God bless you. We love our Saturday lineup, period, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And, Jim, you've been in this industry forever, and have you ever seen a better, well-run team station? Really, everyone in our station cares for each other and works hard to make us the great voice of the Great Lakes, to make WJR the great voice of the Great Lakes.
It really is a unique kind of situation because so many of the things that WJR continues to do are things that made it great, you know, 100 years ago. And I don't think there are even a handful of stations in the country that can say that. Everybody's gone through major changes. And, you know, WJR has grown and evolved, but it still has the same fundamental responsibility, no matter what kind of show it is, whether it's a political talk show or what you guys do or what I do. Everybody has that same inherent responsibility to serve the public, and that makes it special.
And fun.
Yeah. You don't have to apologize for what you're saying because you're serving the client and trying to be trustworthy in the information you provide.
And speaking of that, I have a question for you guys. Has anyone ever approached you, you know, like the owner of a business and said, hey, guys, there's no other way I can get your endorsement. So here's 10 grand. Just let me say I was recommended by the Inside Outside guys.
No, never to us, but we've heard stories. Oh, I can tell you stories.
Like how do I get that endorsement? It's like Oprah's book club. If people have your endorsement,
we look at the history of the company, Jim. In all honesty, and Ken and I have been around long enough that we've seen a lot of shysters come and go that will steal from you, or just bad business people that are well-intended, you know, that in a busy economy like this, when the market slows down, all of a sudden they're like Wile E. Coyote that ran off the cliff. You know, they made all these commitments behind them and didn't look ahead and mismanaged the business and the money. So there's a
chased money.
Yeah, both of those. Yeah.
And one of the reasons, Jim, of course, we would never even think about that is this show is built on housing information you can trust on a station that people trust. And that means everything to Chuck and I and you as well and anyone that's on this station. So we have said no politely to a lot of companies over the years because for 80 years in this business, Chuck and I know just about everybody out there. And if we don't, we know someone who does know that person or that company.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, and the worst thing in the world would be is if you ran into a listener, a fan that said, hey, you know, I tried so-and-so and they were terrible. I mean, that would crush you guys. So I know how high you value all of your partners, all the people you talk about. And one of those, of course, is our friends at Granite Source of Michigan. Good people. You know, you talk about businesses start off, you know, a guy has a pickup truck and he buys a used plow, and the next thing you know, he's in the plowing business and he's doing really well. And in year two, he doesn't know how to grow the business, and he's got twice as many customers, and now he's fallen behind, and he didn't hire anybody, and it's a mess. And then you got people like Granite Source of Michigan who've been around for over 10 years that they just know how to do it the right way, the professional way, and they never let people down.
You know, Catalin and George are just earthy people, too. I think they have a great empathy when you interact with them for what a homeowner is experiencing trying to make a choice with a high-end stone top.
And you say high-end, Chuck, you know, quartz, granite, marble, quartzite, porcelain slabs. People just know they want something more than the old Formica. They want something that looks good. Right. And they can go there and find any of those choices. They might not even know what those choices are when they walk in the door.
Right.
But they've got the knowledge there to help steer people in the right direction.
Yeah, I found that to be true. The first time I met them, I couldn't tell the difference between quartz and granite or marble, to tell you the truth. But I know what looks good and I know what I like. And the thing I enjoyed was they have no problem giving you as much education as you want on the issues of, you know, the materials that are available. And then the thing that I love is even though they've got all the latest high-tech fashionable things like LED lighting, which is going in under some of the stone, lighten up your bathroom space or maybe a bar or something. But at the same time, even though there's all kinds of electronic laser measuring devices, George does it by hand with a tape measure.
I get it. I did that for years when I would measure. I never use the new technical stuff.
I still use a tape measure.
Old school.
It's what I know. You referenced, Jim, the translucent stone product that they can backlight. That's awesome, isn't it?
It really is. I never even knew that existed. And I saw they had a little showroom of a bathroom that had some of that. And you go in there and you close the door and turn off the light. And this LED lighting comes underneath, and it can get it so that it changes. You have a little remote and you can put it on automatic, and it'll go through a series of patterns and colors. It's just unbelievable. And I think what's happening now, especially in Michigan, and you guys know this probably better than anyone, with interest rates rising, a lot of people are saying, well, you know what? I know I can get a lot for my house, but I'm going to have to dish that out to get another house. So I think we're going to stay for a while. So naturally, the next thing is, well, you know what? As long as we're going to hang out here and live here for a while, why don't we make it a little bit better and make some changes? And that's what we're encouraging people to do if they, you know, call Granite Source of Michigan and then get an appointment going there and talk about the changes they can make. And this new thing that they've been doing for a while, this outdoor, you know, the grill area, the outdoor cooking area, that I think some of the fancy places call it the cucina, you know, the Italian word for kitchen. They've been doing that for a while now, and people love building out their barbecue.
They do. And you mentioned a minute ago, I don't have to be the expert in these different stones. They've got something like 1,500 slabs in stock, so you can find, in Jim's words, what you like.
Yeah. Well, I love the idea, too, that this is a company, local company, you know, based right here. This is not a national chain. It's not owned by, you know, some multinational or a foreign corporate. These are regular working Detroiters, and they can get things done in about 2 to 3 weeks from measuring it to installing it. And I think that that's incredible. And you guys know that the time concerns these days are ridiculous.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. They don't have any problem with getting the material. They've got hundreds of slabs at their location, which is on 8 Mile between Losher and Telegraph on the Southfield side of the road. And you can go there. What's really cool is you can go to their location and say, I want that slab. And they will pull that slab out of inventory. They'll cut it specifically custom for your countertop. And from start to finish, you see the entire job. And then you pick out the edges, Chuck, right?
Oh, exactly. They do their own inventory, they do their own fabrication, they do their own installation, they do their own warranty. So it's one company, one call. I love it.
Jim? Jim's still there?
It sounded like,
yeah,
Jim
had. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I was going to say, you and I can go on and on about this company because, and they really have a lot of selection. Ken, you alluded to that at the beginning of the conversation. It isn't all granite, and quartz is a huge product that we highly recommend.
Absolutely. Some of the soapstones are absolutely beautiful.
Oh, they are.
They have over there. You really got to go take a look at the location because it's not just a showroom. It's a showroom and the place that you can pick out the specific slab that you want. Once again, they're located over on 8 Mile between Losher and Telegraph. And you can also find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Jim, thank you so much for coming out today, buddy.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and I also want to mention they're doing a special right now where they're offering 20% off remnant materials. So if you've got a small project like maybe a bathroom counter,
yes,
or a small bar or even window seals, they can use some of the remnants, and you can save some big-time money.
Yeah, maybe a new something on your island in your kitchen, just that. And that's a great point, Jim. Thank you so much for coming on with us today. We encourage people to go check out Granite Source of Michigan, and of course you can find him at theinsideoutsideguys.com, Mr. Jim Harper. Thank you so much. We'll continue to listen to you and Cam on our drive-in every Saturday morning.
Thanks, Jim.
Can I ask you guys one inside-outside guy question?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay. I have a door fixture, a doorknob fixture, and the knob has lost the set screw that keeps it attached. And I don't know where to even start looking for a replacement set screw.
Well, you know we can never tell Jim Harper to hold on during the break, but we will answer this at the break if you don't mind listening in. Thank you very much, Jim. We greatly appreciate you, sir. Hey,
right.
People are thinking about the EV chargers, the generators, the plugs, the ceiling fans, the bathroom fans, anything electrical. We want you to call our friends at Lake Point Electric.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, we want to thank Jim Harper for talking to you and us about Granite Source of Michigan. But he had a question, Ken.
He did have a question about his doorknob. And, Chuck, you are – oh, boy, I'm not going to say it. I could come back at you. You're such, all right, let's say it. You're such a doorknob, you have the answer.
I've been called far worse by you and many other people. But, Jim, if you can identify the brand of that knob, you can generally go into a good local hardware is my first default. But even some of the big box stores – they can, they have little kits that have the pins in them to lock, develop the, you know, to key the locks, if you will. If you bought six new lock sets for your house, for instance, they could specialty key those locks for you right there and then. But they will also have in that bin various parts like those small set screws. So we tell you, find out what the brand is and check with a good local hardware first. They're most likely to have that little toolkit available to you that will have those set screws.
You know, you say a good local hardware. Those are getting harder and harder to find.
I love them. Yep. Like the old lumber yards you and I talk about, you know, that are kind of falling by the wayside, the family lumber yards. I love them.
I love walking in and hearing the old wood squeaky floors in those old hardware stores, and the smell when you go in. Yeah,
I agree with you. Hey, here's something. You know, people complain about housing and the lack of it. And of course, you and I have talked about the lack of new housing starts throughout the country because of the elevated interest rates. In the 1970s, over a third of all new homes were what they then classified as starter homes. And that's based on price in any given, era.
Sure.
So over a third, and back between 76 and 79, that was over 400,000 units a year. During the 2010s, 7% of new housing starts were classified as starter homes, which numerically is 55,000 a year. So from over 400,000 a year starter homes to 55,000 a year starter homes.
Why is that, buddy? My theory.
Cost of dirt. It's like you and I always say. You can't take a $150,000, $200,000 lot and put a $100,000 home on it. I mean, it's really that. We can talk about it for 10 hours, but
it really is that simple. Yeah. And the areas that have, you know, that have a lot of those starter homes, there's not a lot of room to build any more homes in those areas. No. Everyone now, and the builders, they just can't make money by doing what you're saying. They want to build bigger houses. And Chuck, when someone gets to be our age, or they get, you know, in their 40s, they're moving out of their starter homes. They want to get to a bigger home, which costs more money, which the builders can make more money on. And why wouldn't they?
Well,
the only way I think we're going to get those starter homes, big subdivisions, those starter homes ever going again is if we have some major government incentives to do that.
Well, one of the issues, though, is the hiccup when we talk about the cost of dirt. A lot of builders, let's say I buy 50 acres of land and I want to develop it into buildable lots. You have these jurisdictions that make you have park reserves and walking lane reserves, and you try to get 50-foot wide lots so you can lower the cost of dirt per house, and they say, no, you got to have at least 100-foot wide lot. Everything goes up in cost when the jurisdictions require the land developer to do that stuff.
Okay, well, here's a perfect example. The golf course off of Perry Road. A lot of people don't know where this is at. It's in Grand Blanc. I believe it was Grand Blanc Golf Course, was it not, right there?
Oh, I thought you were going to – you're not talking about the two that are still there, are you?
No, there are two, but they're not there anymore. They closed down last year. Yeah.
The Emerald and
– on each side of the road as you drive down. Yeah. They're closed down, yeah. And I drove by them for years and saw guys golfing for years. I golfed there a few times myself.
Me too. The side is probably a floodplain, actually, but go ahead.
Okay, now there's two giant pieces of dirt there now in what is arguably a phenomenal area to build a new home.
Yeah,
they're not going to want to build $150,000 houses on that golf course. And I'm just assuming that now. My wife and I drove by the other day, and she goes, "Where are they going to make it?" I go, "Subdivisions." I mean, Grand Blanc is building; they're going to make houses there. I can almost guarantee it. Yeah. But they're not going to want to build $150,000 homes there. They're not going to make money building $150,000.
Well, again, they can if the jurisdiction would let them put small lots in. It ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No. And density issue. I mean, part of that is city services too. Good you point. And I have talked about my older brother Pete in Clearwater, Florida, and you look at the density, the number of people per square foot. Okay, Pete, when we talk about.
He's your mom's successful son, right?
He's the one that's financially successful that mom liked best.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. He was born chronologically younger, but he lives older than me. But anyway, we talk about, you know, how many more sewers, you know, can they put in? How many more water lines, you know, will it take to support these people? The electrical issue, his future son-in-law is a lineman for TECO down here, the electric supplier, and to hear him talk, it's like, how are they going to do that? How are they going to supply any more housing?
And the infrastructure there, I mean, look at the roads. I mean, in my sub where I'm at now, we build in here, I'd say probably 60% of the lots when we moved in here were taken. Since then, they're pretty much close to all full. And guess what has happened to our roads over the last couple of years with these big trucks driving in and out of here, especially this time of year?
Got to think about that. What could that possibly be?
But that's just in our subdivision. What is that around our area in Grand Blanc area? Those do damage to the roads. Someone's going to have to pay for that, and it's going to be the taxpayers.
You and me, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all great stuff to think about. You know, I don't know if we have the answers. But we do need, I mean, there's just no doubt, Chuck, if we started building houses right now and we did, you know, name the number, 100,000 a year, we still would take us so long to catch up to where we need to be.
You and I talked about, we need 500,000 starts, 800,000 starts a year,
yep,
over 20 years to even catch up. You and I were talking to a very intelligent man, Paul Oliveri, who's a builder.
Yeah.
And he was shocked at the cost of land and the subsequent cost to build houses. And I mean, the guy's a builder.
Right.
But he expressed almost disbelief. And of course, all of what a guy like Paul talks about, or you and I are talking about here, it really cuts out people like our children that want to get into a house somewhere. It's like, where do they go? Where do they go?
You're absolutely right. But right. You know,
yeah, go ahead.
It's funny because as we die off and our children take our places as we get older, hopefully they'll be more successful in every way, but financially as well. But you're right, Chuck. When a house is starting, you know, if somebody wants to get to a good neighborhood like Macomb, and the house, the average are starting, you know, over $500,000 in that area, that just totally eliminates such a huge class of buyers.
Oh,
huge.
Our daughter and her husband in California, they've actually looked in the desert. And I mean, I'm talking desert. And what you and I would have called a really simple three-bedroom starter home with a 312 slope gable roof on it is $1.2 million, you know, in the desert.
Yeah.
Talk about no lawn.
at that price, Chuck, you know, when I used to look for houses or used to build houses, it was what's the going price per square foot.
Yeah.
You can't go off that as much anymore. You really can't, crazy. Because if you did, you wouldn't buy a house.
It's gone crazy. It's scary. Yeah. I used to have a great handle on that, of course, because we built houses and I knew what my costs were. And it's just gone crazy, brother, and it's all cost of dirt.
And we have labor. We have a great guest coming up the next hour, do we not, my friend?
We do. Looking forward to talking to Heather. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yep, we stick around. And it's that outside guys are going to be doing a, you know, you read us and hear us every week, Detroit News Home Style section. We have another publication, the Inside Outside Guys, are going to be out in here real soon. We'll talk about that in just a little while. Stick around for that.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And if you're looking for a wonderful option to tear out that old bathroom tub, you want to talk to a company like Atlas Home Improvement.
Okay, here it is, everybody. You ready? 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Give us a call. Phone lines are open.
Program that into your cell phone. If I can do it, any human being can do it. So that if you are literally put in a position in a conversation at a backyard barbecue, people say, who should I call? You go, call these guys.
You know, you mentioned backyard barbecue, and I've built so many of those over the years. There are a lot of backyard fireplaces and barbecues that have been sitting in backyards for decades built out of brick.
You had a snotty one at one of your houses that I was never invited to. I snuck over when you guys were gone and looked at it.
Yeah, the one we never used. Anyway.
It was beautiful.
The reason those things tend to need a lot of maintenance is because they are just out in the middle, out in the open like they are. And those brick ones, the stone ones, over time, water gets in there and breaks them apart. In the wintertime, people, we give people 100% permission to grab a tarp, put a tarp over top of those things during the wintertime. Let the moisture, you know, maybe leave a little bit open for the moisture and get out once it gets in.
Exactly.
But you will save thousands of dollars in maintenance and make it look great if you can tarp those things up. Now, if you do figure you need some help with the masonry, we have Brickworks Property Restoration that you can call, who does all sorts of brickwork, and their busy season's coming up for chimneys, for porches, you name it, they can do it. So just wanted to make sure we mention that. Get it out.
No, I think it's great advice. I think it's great input. We got some response through the emails, and again, phone lines are open, 888-654-4897. Feel free to interrupt us. But yesterday, you and I mentioned impending laws and potential code issues dealing with grass. The idea of xeriscaping.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to see more of that. You know, the guys have predicted a lot of stuff over the last 15 years, and this is one more prediction, sadly.
Well, with the way the legislature is here in Michigan now, over the next 4 years, I think we're going to see probably a lot more of that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
Hey, and it is what it is. I mean, if it's the law, it's the law. We have to deal with it. That's the bottom line.
You're pretty generous.
Well.
But I do think we should save water.
Boy, you just pushed a button. You know exactly what you're like my wife. You know how to push every one of my buttons, Chuck. Here's news for you, bud.
I'm nothing like your wife. She's attractive, fun to be around.
Yes, but you both know how to push my buttons. It is impossible, and I will argue this with anybody, it is impossible to waste water.
Tell that to the people that don't have water.
Is it possible to contaminate water? Yes. Is it possible to overuse water? I guess so, but waste water? Where does it go? I mean, literally, gets recycled through us, gets recycled through every living creature out there. If it doesn't go down to the aquifer, it goes up into the clouds, then comes back down.
But then the Canadians get it, and we don't have it anymore.
They can have it, because it all goes downhill after that. It all goes downhill. The law comes out into the Americas, right?
We want to let the listener know, you and I have long been fans of seeded lawns. If you're going to have grass, and we did, we had kids, that the lawn is for kids to play on, right?
Yes, sir.
But if you use a seeded lawn, you grow that grass. It becomes native to the soil it's grown in. It can endure absolute drought. It can brown and crisp and crack and one good rain and it comes back. But if you have a sodded lawn, you're probably going to install a watering system that waters even when it's raining outside.
Chuck, I'm amazed how right you are right now. It really surprises my God. Me.
Please, Dave, record that, will you? Give me that, send me that snippet. Ken, use the R word with me in a sentence.
I've often said that I could care less about my lawn. And I say that to where, what I mean is I'm not going to spend a lot of time on making sure my lawn is as green as my neighbor's.
It doesn't have to be perfect. It
does. My neighbor has a sodded lawn, and he has a sprinkler system, and it there looks beautiful. And he's retired, and God bless him. We'll see him out there. With a little itty bitty spade pulling individual weeds out of his lawn when they blow over from my lawn.
Bless his heart.
But I don't have the time for that. Now, I want to mention something because we got an email just recently. When should somebody apply pre-emergence? And pre-emergence can be used at any time, but definitely nowhere near the time you are going to seed anything. And a pre-emergent is exactly what it means. It stops, it kills the seeds before they emerge out of the ground. But what's very important about that is you want the ground to be 55 degrees or warmer when you put those in.
Yeah.
So, if you talk to any expert, you cannot seed anywhere near the time you put a pre-emergent down.
Or a fertilizer.
You're right. You're right. This year, Chuck, I mentioned that my German Shepherd had an issue this year, so we couldn't let her out the back door to climb down the deck to go to the bathroom because she had a bad hip. So we were letting her out the front door, and of course, I'm not mean to her, and she's going in the grass, and we get the nitrogen burn, spots of the nitrogen burn. But boy, did those come up green as can be after a while.
A year later, there you got to poke at that lawn.
Yeah, I do. I do. Which tells me that the rest of my lawn, I think, is obviously nitrogen deficient. So I will be doing that this year. The pre-emergent's going to go out almost immediately as soon as the ground temperature is good enough this year. I'm going to spend a little more time on my lawn this year because, as you know, I took about a 5,000 square foot area,
Yeah.
seeded or dug it up, drug it, leveled it out, put topsoil on top of it, spread that out, and then I seeded that whole thing. And it's coming up. I did that a year and a half ago, and it's coming up great. I'll continue to seed it and fertilize it. I'm going to take a little better care of my lawn this year, but that's nothing that I'm going to stress out about, I'll tell you that.
It makes you appreciate the farmers. I've been a tree planter, as you know, all my life. I love planting trees. I name them, I nurture them, I see them, I enjoy them when they're tall and big. And it's funny, you talked about the dog droppings. Farmers have known for years to recycle, cattle and pig droppings as fertilizer in their fields. You can tell when they're doing it when you drive by with the windows down. But it's a fascinating process. And our biggest thing, I think, we've gotten away from, kind of doing what nature intended with that stuff, the artificial watering. Crazy.
I agree. I agree. Let me just remind people too, if you have some tree trimming you need to do, now is the time of year to get it done before the bugs come out. Anything you're going to cut off your tree, get it done now before the bugs start moving, right?
And you and I met a great guy named Joe Marth quite a while ago and found out that he is just an ethical, honest, hardworking man who runs a company that mimics him. And of course, everybody else knows that company as Foundation Solutions 360.
Welcome back, everybody. Phone lines are open. 888-654 guys, which equals 888-654-4897. Give us a call for any and all of your housing questions.
Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking with Heather Ubelli, who you and I talked to in Novi, I don't know, 2, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, the best
She's the head of a company that everybody knows about called Savon, but that company bought a magazine. And it's Home Pros Magazine, I think, is how they're repackaging it. And we've formed a partnership with them to provide it in informational articles once a month. It'll be distributed to, I think, a select 700,000 homes throughout Metro Detroit. Is that
Yes,
right?
sir. Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
Another way to get the name out there of the inside outside guys. And the reason we do that is the same reason we've done this our entire career. Is we want to help people with their homes. And all we ask, whether you read the article, whether you hear us on the FM stations, the AM stations, the Detroit News, you email us, all we ask you to do is spread the news about the inside outside guys to all your friends and family. And Chuck, it is very humbling when we get those emails. especially from the older generation, telling us thank you that we're the only one there for them. Yeah. You know, that they love the service that we provide, that we're able to help them. And you and I say it all the time. There is nobody that we're going to refer just to anybody out there that we would not let work on our own homes.
Actually, that's probably as good a way as you can put it. I like that. I agree with you 100%. So keep that in mind as we move forward. We want everybody to be aware of that. Let me ask you a question. I know what you're going to say, because you and I have talked about this. You take a shower. You use a towel.
Every once in a while.
So once a month when you do that, do you throw that towel in the wash?
Yeah. Not right after using it. We always hang it up. My wife and I will hang it somewhere, usually over the shower. And what that towel is going to be used for next is a mat as we get out of the shower.
Yep.
I know you take it and you will dry off the inside of the shower. We have really good airflow in our house. And if I keep my shower door open, the inside of my shower is going to dry out very quickly.
Same with us. Yeah.
And so we'll take that and move it out. Now, here's what I don't do, because once again, we both do laundry and I do a lot of the laundry in my house. When I do towels, a load of towels at one time, I put such very little soap in that load, because we're drying off clean bodies. You know, that's it. And I told you last week, I think we wash clothes way too much. Someone will put on a shirt, wear it for an hour or two, throw it in the dirty clothes. It doesn't need to be dirty. There's many a times, Chuck, example, you and I go to meetings and I'll put on one of my collared shirts for these meetings. We spend an hour at the meeting. I come home. I don't instantly throw that in the dirty clothes, because I only wore it for a couple minutes or a couple hours. It's not stinky. It's cold outside. I'm not going to rewash it right then. Am I telling too much information? TMI, Chuck?
No, I was just in reference to the bath towel. The experts surprised me when I researched this. I was really surprised, because I do the same thing you do pretty much.
We go off on tangents?
No, in the house with the bath towels. The experts say apparently people will reuse them 10 times or some stupid thing. The experts say at least every 3 to 4 uses, you should wash that towel, because of things I won't get into that may be on that towel after having wiped your body with it.
Yeah, you asked me about that last week, about the hand towels. You know what? I think it's just habit, because it's just my wife and I now. I don't mind using her towel, hot towel she just used, obviously, or vice versa, but that's kind of how we've always just done it.
But you're not going to use it 4 times.
No.
Three times.
Never.
No, me neither. I was shocked that that's what the supposed experts were saying. I was like, you got to be kidding me. No way.
Hey, let's go to the phones. 888-654 guys. Let's talk to Sylvia in Rochester Hills. Good morning, Sylvia. You're on with the guys.
Hi, I just want to call about Foundation Solutions. They put a new sump pump in for me, and the inspector that came out that helped me, his name is David. He was absolutely marvelous. He just pleased me so much. He did everything I wanted. He was responsible. He made the return phone calls. That's a very good company, and I would recommend them to anybody.
God bless you for letting us know that.
Sylvia, Foundation Solutions 360, the way we learned about them is, of course, we've started to hear about them. And our friend Terry Russell went out to a job to inspect it, because sometimes we will get questions from homeowners and we will refer Terry Russell to go take a look. And this is what he did. He took a look. This person had two companies come out and say, you know, you need a whole new foundation. You need a bunch of work. It's going to cost you, I think the numbers were $30,000 to $40,000.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then Foundation Solutions 360 came out and said, man, you don't need this work. You do not need it. So she was thoroughly confused. Then she called Terry Russell for Blessed Assurance. He came out and said, whoever told you you didn't need it was telling you the truth. And that's how we found Joe Marth. And when you call us, it just reinforces everything we already know about that company. And thank you so much for taking the time and letting us know about that.
Well, I just called a plumbing company that put it in when I had the flood last time, and they did a very poor job. So I called Foundation Solutions. And David Culver couldn't be nice enough. He was just wonderful to me, and I appreciate it. And I thank you because I was I'm bragging about your station every single day.
God bless you. Please keep it up. Spread the word, eh?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. You know, we love hearing that.
You also tell, you were specifically involved with a job for a good friend of ours. He needed some work done, and you had given him a ballpark figure, what you thought it would cost, and it was up there, and it should have been. And then you sent Joe Marth and Foundation Solutions 360 out there without sharing that information, right?
Chuck, I'll put the numbers out there. I thought the gentleman got a price somewhere around $40,000 to have it done. I told him it's going to be in the 30s to have the work done. I referred Joe Marth to him, a third. He did the job for a third of that. For under $10,000, he had that job done. And at the time, Joe had no idea I knew the guy. I didn't tell him I called. This was a normal price he was going to give the guy. And the guy raved about Joe Marth and Foundation Solutions.
And they did a great job. So it's not like they did. There were no shortcuts taken. There were no, you know, inferior materials. I mean, it was a great job that our good friend, we wouldn't have referred.
They solved the problem. They solved the issue. This was a family apartment complex, and about 5 feet of it was underground, and they were getting water in one of the units. And with the grade they had, there was no way to easily repair it because the grade was going right back towards the apartment. And Joe dug out and put a trough in there and put some black pipe in there and got that water moving away and totally solved the problem. So great guy, you know, great guy.
Ken and I have said for years that a great window installed poorly is a bad window. And if you want a company that not only has great product choices, great installation crews, and a superior warranty, you want to talk to Jeff Weaver at Clarkston Window and Door. Welcome back, everybody. I want to remind everybody that 12 to 1, Ken and I are still going to be working through the magic of radio. We're going to sprint over to Pro Home Improvement in Ferndale and talk to Tim Porcassi, the owner there, not only about the great product they have to get rid of the house uglies, but also about their favorite charity, Make-A-Wish Foundation. And coming up, we're going to be talking with Heather Ubelli about a really cool partnership, Ken, that you and I have just entered regarding a magazine called Home Pros.
Home Pros Guide, yes. It'll be being sent out to just a ton of our listeners, and that's going to be another way people can access the inside-outside guys as we write a monthly article for that magazine. And with us right now is Heather Ubelli to talk about this. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We are blessed. We are blessed. Thanks for taking the time out on a Sunday afternoon to join us. You want to explain to our listeners, Heather, I know we chatted a few weeks ago, but for those that weren't listening at that point, what you guys do, what your background is, and what the new project is?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Metro Detroit. I'm Heather Ubelli, president of Home Pros Guide and Save On Magazine. We've been coming to your mailbox for years, and we're excited this year to come to you with a new magazine, Home Pros Guide. And as Chuck and Ken had mentioned, we're partnered up. They're going to bring some great articles to you and educating on the latest and greatest in home improvement. So we're really excited. They'll be full of great savings and discounts for your next home improvement project, you know, from kitchen updates to granite countertops or roofing projects. You name it, it's there. And it's hitting mailboxes this week. We're really excited.
Right, so the first edition is hitting mailboxes this week. And some of the things they can find in this, I'm looking all over your magazine right now. Just a lot of great professionals around Southeast Michigan.
Yes, yes. You know, we've been in business for over 40 years here in Metro Detroit, and we've been partnered and blessed with great partners for many, many years. People like many of you know, Modernistic and Rock Solid, the Carpet Guys, you know, 911 and Mechanical. So, you know, some trusted, great partners and resources that have been in the business for quite some time. And that's kind of what we pride ourselves in, you know, working with reputable partners here in Metro Detroit that the homeowners can, you know, feel trusted to utilize.
I like that. Boy, you said it better than we could have.
I see so many of our team partners in this magazine, Chuck. Many of our team partners. Here's SBS Glass. So we talk about egress all the time and how important egress is. And not only important, but the law. And here's a coupon right here for SBS Glass Block.
I love it. And Heather, I see this having a long shelf life. I think the homes you're going to direct mail it to are going to keep it as a reference guide. But what about, we say 700,000, that's a lot of hard copies. But what about the people that aren't going to get that in the mail this week? Would they have access to it in any way?
Absolutely. They can visit us on homeprosguide.com to jump on and to check out the magazine online. You can search by category if you're looking for a very specific home update that you're looking for a couple resources on to get some quotes or estimates. They can go there, do a quick search query, again, homeprosguide.com, that can help them with that for sure.
And not only to find a professional, but even to find someone to help them buy or sell a house. Kind of the same mantra we have, Chuck, from the roof to the basement. If someone needs it, they can find it in the Home Pros Guide.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, to offer them some great savings. And now more than ever, as we all feel it with inflation and everything else, you know, it's important that we can save some money, too, in doing so. So our partners, is what's been so great about this publication and for many years, is they bring some great savings offers to the homeowners to help them with these projects. And
Heather,
obviously necessary.
Forgive me. A big part of this relationship and what we do and what you do, we chatted about this off air, I think, in Novi, is the trust issue. Yes. You know a lot of these advertisers personally, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I've had the pleasure of getting to know them over the years. And again, why we've been in business for over 40 years. We have some great trusted partners and relationships. You know, we've even, you know, gone as far as acting as a liaison between, you know, homeowners and the advertisers. If there is a miscommunication and whatnot, we definitely engage. We take pride in everything that we do, and what we bring to the homes. It's very important that trust is very important.
And for us, when we see a professional being in this magazine and we know that you, Heather, and Home Pros and Save-On have vetted these companies before they got in this magazine. This is going to be another resource for Chuck and I, because, you know, we have a lot of questions, a lot of emails that we answer that we don't have a specific team partner that does that job. Chuck, here's article here, or I'm sorry, an advertisement here for American Glass, Ameriglass. And we get questions all the time. Who can replace the glass in my shower? We don't have a specific team partner, but now we have someone that we can refer to people because of the help from Home Pros Magazine.
That's great. Yeah. And, you know, and to you two both, you know, and the wisdom that you bring and your expertise to our publication. I'm very excited to have the two of you to partner up with, that the consumers can come and ask you those questions too. I know what I'm the expert at, and that's, you know, bringing them great offers from great businesses, but being able to have a confidant in the Metro Detroit like yourselves to be able to answer those, you know, questions that sometimes it's like, okay, where do I begin? So I'm excited to, you know, the article to release this week from you two about concrete and what, you know, homeowners should know about, you know, even that, which, you know, is a lot to understand.
It truly is, and that's what Ken and I have discovered. We're exciting. There's a symbiosis between us, the inside-outside guys, and homeproguide.com, Heather, and we really are looking forward to this and excited about it.
As we are, and you'll be able to find the guys on our website as well. There'll be a QR code in the article that, you know, people can scan and go direct to the Ask the Guys, you know, questionnaire. If you do have those questions and you're just wondering where do I begin with any project, they're great experts. So as we're kind of gearing up and looking forward to the spring, and we need it to come sooner than, you know, all of us, but preparing for those jobs now, you know, people are, you know, our advertisers are booking now because, of course, you know, they are busy and booking already into the spring. So check out your mailbox this week, and I hope that you take a look at it and, you know, book your spring jobs early.
And to piggyback what you just said, Heather, the article being about concrete, a lot of homeowners don't know this, but the end of the year last year, there was a concrete shortage at the end of the season last year, which means there's going to be even a greater demand heading out of the gate to get concrete done residentially.
Yes, so your advice, was on allocation.
You're right. So your advice to people get on your calendar now is right. So if you're out there and this week you do not get the Home Pros magazine in your mailbox, go to homeprosguide.com and check it out there. Request a copy there. Heather will take care of you. Heather, thank you so much for coming on. We are looking forward to a long, happy relationship with Save-On and Home Pros magazine.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys. Super blessed to be partners with you and excited about the future. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Great lady. Great magazine. Great resource. Another great resource for so many of our listeners out there. It really gives you and I another spot to look at, because, Chuck, if she trusts them and Home Pros trust them, we trust them. Fair?
Yeah. They really have a big, I mean, it's a big gamble for them to have purchased this product and then to revised it, revamped it, hired the staff to make it into a professional distribution article, and then to send it out to 700,000 homes. So as our listeners come to know Heather, as you and I do, they will trust that as a resource, and I'm excited about it too.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a couple segments left here. If you have any questions at all, give us a call, 888-654-GUYS, 888-654-4897. As you heard Chuck say earlier, when this is done, we are going to scoot over to the Pro Home Improvement Studios and talk to Tim Percassi about roofs, about siding, about getting rid of the house uglies. And Tim is telling us that he is not having any supply chain issues whatsoever this year. So if you want a quality job, you know, Chuck, you and I met Tim back in 2010. We mentioned the Pontiac Silverdome earlier. We have had a long relationship with Pro Home Improvement, and they have taken care of hundreds of our listeners in the past.
And Tim promised us a surprise reveal near the end of the show, close to 1 o'clock, regarding a special offer to our listeners only. That's going to be I'm curious now. what it's going to be.
Do you also know what Pro Home Improvement and Michael Jordan have in common?
Oh, this ought to be good.
It is good. It really is good. They are both great contributors to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Michael Jordan just donated $10 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. What I understand is the biggest donation they have ever had. It's been one of his main charities his whole career. And it's Pro Home Improvement's main charity as well. And they've seen it close up. They've seen the smiles on the children they have helped over the years.
Oh, that company. Do you remember when they got involved with some of those backyard treehouse projects?
Yes.
We'll have to ask Tim about that when we see him at noon.
Yes, those are very cool. You have heard Bratcher Electric on the Inside Outside Guys on WJR for years.
And you've also heard about Victor's Home Solutions. We brought you so many great companies that we're proud of over the years. But we want to remind everybody, Victor's is not just a roofing company anymore. They can provide bathroom solutions as well. Victor's Home Solutions.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. And let's talk about Facebook for a quick second, everybody. If you haven't had a chance to check out the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, it is a mixture of comedy, information, letting you guys know where we're going to be around the city and state, and highlighting a lot of our team partners, our really quality team partners. When they have a special or they have something they want to get out to the community, we tell them, let us know. We put it out there because we want to highlight them. They're great companies. And just recently, yesterday, Chuck, I posted a video on it. The video is from BuzzFeed, which is a really, I mean, they got millions of followers. But it's a great video. It's about a minute long, but it shows how they line pipes. How pipes are cleaned and how they are lined. And, you know, if we had people to do that for us, we would do this. But it is really a cool video. People, go to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page and check that out, because lining pipes can sometimes save people a ton of money.
Tens of thousands of dollars, potentially. It's an incredible technology.
Yep. And it's such a good video. Check it out at the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, everybody. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mo from Fenton. Good morning, Mo. You are on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning. Love listening to you guys on the weekends. Have two questions. I have 12 LED lights in my kitchen dining room, and one of them has decided to first go out and then come back on. And now it's flickering like a strobe light. That's my first question. And my second question deals with a 30-foot flagpole that I inherited when I bought the property. And it's listing about 5 degrees to the south. How do I straighten that out?
Good questions.
Second question. You could study how they righted the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You could excavate underneath it, pump concrete. And I'm kidding.
They never righted that tower. What are you talking about?
No, they actually brought it back. No, they brought it back about 3 or 4 degrees and then left it leaning, because as a leaning landmark, it brings in tourists. But they actually did raise it up a little bit.
Gotcha.
It's a great story.
So leave it and bring in tourists.
Charge money. There you go.
Charge money. Absolutely, Mo.
That's great. That's great, Mo.
You're going to have to dig underneath it, don't you agree, Ken?
Oh, no doubt about it. If it's only listing 5 degrees, there is something called a breaker bar, and you can buy them at most Home Depots now. And if it's listing, that means it's probably not very deep, your foundation. And this breaker bar, you're going to have to find a place once you get it dug out and excavated. You'll have to find a place to use leverage, put a 2x4 or a 4x4 across the hole, take that breaker bar and lean it up against. You might need a couple of people to help you pull. Maybe if you can get a rope higher up on the pole and have someone pulling that way, a couple guys are pulling down the other way on the breaker bar, if that makes sense, you can probably get that taken care of. Then have some ready-mix concrete ready and just pour it down that hole when you're done.
And stabilize it for 24 hours while the concrete sets up.
Yes.
Summer project. Okay. Very good.
And you can't put a 30-foot flag on a 30-foot pole. Make sure the flag is proportional to the pole so it doesn't break it down. Now, your first question about the lighting, have you done anything? Have you reached up there and tried tightening the light at all?
Just started, and it's not a bulb. It's a hole encased round 6-inch diameter thing that is attached to the ceiling.
Oh, a recessed can. You may have a.
It's not a recessed can. It's flush. It's not a recessed can. It's flush on the ceiling.
But it's hardwired to a switch.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, it's not a loose bulb, so it's the baluster.
So yeah, now this is an LED bulb. So yes. My guess is that in the fixture itself, there's a loose connection, because he said you've got several such lights on the same switch and that only one of them is flickering, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's not in the switch leg. It's probably a connection at the fixture itself. And if it was me,
Okay.
I'd pull it down and make sure that I had good tight connections between the switch leg coming up and the one, the feed to the
Yeah.
next fixture from that point.
But you're the inside guy, and it's a lot easier for the inside guy. Is that something that you think you're confident in doing, Mo?
If not me, I have a friend who's an electrician.
Okay.
We have a couple friends, Lake Point Electric, Bratcher Electric.
We get it. We get it. It should be easily fixable. If you pull that down, you can find the issue. Maybe need to do a little soldering or somebody else, but it should be fixable.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate the call.
God bless you. The flagpole thing is interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting, and I think even the LED and the light bulbs, because you and I, so I think we probably started the show right around the time that they really the big push for the new light bulbs.
That your government was outlawing the incandescent bulbs.
My government, okay. We have seen and we have purchased so many of these light bulbs that last 10 years, and
They're supposed to, you mean?
thank you. Just like the gas mileage and the EV vehicles we're talking about. Anything involved with the government that tells you it's going to last this long usually doesn't, does it?
When we first started to
Or
teach
mandated. I'm
green
sorry.
build classes, you know, they were talking about this thing called the LED light. And at the time, it was almost fiction. I mean, there were some out there. There were a lot of prototypes, but they were very expensive. People were still using the compact fluorescents as a replacement for incandescents, and people were actually stealing those out of hotels. I check into a hotel room, and there weren't any light bulbs and lamps because the prior tenant had stolen the compact fluorescent bulbs. And everything about the LEDs was once the price comes down, those will last 20,000, 30,000 hours. And if you do the math on that for most lights in a house, that's 30 years.
Yeah, you're
And
right.
they
You're right.
don't. They
Yeah,
haven't.
well, what we like to call a lot of R&D, research development on the job or on,
Yeah.
in the house happened with those over the years. But they are getting better. They are getting better, and some of
And
the
they're affordable.
advantages. You know what? You're right. They're getting more affordable and safer, especially if you put them in the lamp. You have little children; they don't burn anywhere near as hot
Well,
as.
because they're efficient.
As yeah,
Yeah. And they
absolutely.
allow you a range of lighting today. We actually get email questions, people asking what range in the Kelvin scale they should be buying light for, depending on application. It's like, whoa, nobody ever asked that with an incandescent bulb before.
You're right. You're right. Hey, we're going to ask people to stick around for the next hour as we scoot over to Pro Home Improvement and talk to Tim Percassi. And we first met Pro Home Improvement well over 10 years ago at when the Pontiac Silverdome was still hosting the home shows and doing a
Yeah.
great job of it. And he's been taking care of Pro Improvement, taking care of our listeners for years since. So stick around for the next hour with Pro Home Improvement. And if you need some electrical work like we were just talking, once again, Bratcher Electric has been a team partner for years. We trust him. You too. You should too. Bratcher Electric.